Susan St. John has just tagged me in a Facebook post.
Oh, boy.
About the limited time pumpkin smoothie at Smoothie King. So let's go ahead and
pick that up on the way home.
Maybe.
Went to
pumpkin.
Went to Shake Shack on Sunday with the kids, and they have a pumpkin milkshake.
Really?
Still never been there.
And it was pretty good. I'm one of those corny people that I get into all the pumpkin spice flavored everything this time of year.
You're basic, Bia.
I'm a basic. That makes me basic.
You're a beautiful lady.
I don't really care what it makes me. I like it.
Basic,
I like this time
AF.
Of year.
I don't like pumpkin flavored things. You know what? I
love pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie.
I love it.
Maybe slice of it.
Yeah, I love it. Cold pumpkin pie.
With what else?
Last night I made a butternut squash couscous stew at home that was very autumnal and delicious.
A what?
Autumnal.
No idea what that
autumn.
Means.
Autumn. You know what the word autumn means?
Yeah, it's fall.
So autumnal.
That's stupid.
Talk normal.
I mean, it's a fairly basic word. Autumn.
Nope. It's not. I've never even heard autumnal before in my life.
Autumn's not a basic word.
Autumn is. You didn't say autumn, though.
Yeah, right. it's a root
no,
word.
No. You didn't say autumn.
Now, welcome to the stage, autumn.
Hey, I know that kind of
there
autumn.
You know. Word I didn't know, stupid.
That's right.
You're stupid for saying
I've been around for almost 40 years.
He thinks you're showing off.
Yeah, and I mean, you're doing it on purpose. Hey, Danny Klinkscale.
So what's a better way for me to describe something that... is autumnal.
You could say, I made a very seasonal dish.
That's actually a good answer out of you.
Seasonal.
That was pretty good.
It's more specific to say autumnal, though, isn't it?
Right, because but it's not specific if I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's not my fault.
Well, do you think... Hey, well, you know what? I'm opening the phone line. 913-3810-810. If you know what autumnal means, and
well,
I'm
you know
an
now,
idiot, maybe
it's
I'm
pretty
stupid.
Simple. Autumn.
Maybe I'm dumb. But I don't think that I'm the only person that said, what the hell did he just say?
Well, it was a pretty simple definition, right? Autumn is the root word.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
autumn.
Great. Uh-huh. Huh? Then say autumn. Don't say autumnal.
What the hell are you so
I
mad,
mean,
man?
Autumnal.
Ah, yeah.
It's like you expect me to know what that means. I've never even heard of it. I'm sorry. I'm not, I mean, and I'm not an idiot. I mean, I'm an idiot, but I'm not, like.
Are you or not?
Like,
get it
what I don't understand
I'm not
is, like, if you hear
get
a new
right.
word, maybe it's a good word. You're like, you know what? I'd like to use that word instead. You're like, God damn it, you a-hole. Why are you using a word I don't know?
We're not just having a conversation here. We're on talk radio.
Like, do you think the majority of
so
people knew what
so should I speak
you...
at, like, a third grade level
no,
at all times?
No, but you shouldn't go above and beyond to make me feel stupid.
Do you think the majority of people knew what you were talking about when you said that?
I don't know.
I'm asking you. What do you think?
I think we talk about a lot of things that the majority of our audience doesn't know about.
Do you think the majority of people speak like
I think
that?
When we talk about our TV shows that the majority of our audience doesn't know
but don't
about.
You think maybe that's
we're talking
why
about
you
vocabulary,
get, that's why you
though.
Get the country club living on a lake reputation when you... You
because
talk
of
like
big
that.
Words?
Why does it,
well,
know?
I mean, it's kind of showing off. You're kind of showing off.
I did not think that was the kind of word that was like a show-off word. It was. It's like three syllables. It's from the word autumn. It's like a simple word. I don't know.
It can't be that simple because I literally have never heard it in my entire life.
I would wager
I've
that
heard
you've
it.
Heard it. You just didn't notice it before.
Nah.
And it didn't trigger you because someone else said it that doesn't make you mad at all times.
No, because here's the thing. If I had heard it, then I would have looked it up and known what it meant when you said it. I've never
Every
heard it.
Every single time you hear a word you don't know, you look it up.
Usually, yeah.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why you have such a big vocabulary.
It is. It's very expansive. You're right.
Hey. Easy with the big fancy words there, buddy.
You've heard the word expansive.
Come out and see me at Streetcar Grill and Tavern tomorrow from 4 until 6 for a 360 vodka happy hour. And we'll get you ready for kickoff. Come out and enjoy some great food and drink specials. There's going to be 360 vodka specials. There's going to be a lot of fun, all right? It's a new upscale sports bar and grill serving an elevated offering of food and drink located at the Kauffman Center Streetcar Stop at 16th and Main. So come out and see me tomorrow from 4 until 6 at Streetcar Grill and Tavern. That's tomorrow, and then on Friday, I will be at Kansas City Credit Union just off of Eastwood Traffic Way, just a couple of minutes from the stadiums from 11 until 1, and there will be a taco truck there, and they're going to be giving away cash to members, so why don't you become a member right now so you can enjoy all the festivities on Friday. Now what?
Well, Josh says his third grade son had an autumnal on his spelling test this year.
Oh, boy.
Good for the public school system.
Let's see.
We don't know that he's in a public school.
I was told to tell you that word is very jejune.
Is it esoteric?
Let's go to the text line. One person says...
Steve St. John Sr. said, hey, tell him that word is jejune.
Oh, I'm Nate. I got big words. Only people that live on lakes use autumnal.
You know what? That mythical lake that I lived on would be quite nice in the autumn.
Here's another person that says, I think
the foliage was great.
I think it's a snotty word. Why say it?
Because it described exactly what I was. It was the word that was. It was a perfect description of what I was trying to say.
Another text message showing off. No idea what that word was. This is sports talk, not encyclopedia hour. Dumb it down. I usually don't like to defend Nate, but in this case, he's right. Autumnal is definitely a word and a thing.
Well, we know it's a word. It's a word.
I don't think anybody was debating its existence as a word.
I believe it.
I know it's a word.
Yeah.
Autumnal is a common word at this time of year. Stop it, Jake.
It's not that common. You're Bill listening to Sports Montana. Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
But
see,
it's
does Nate always have
a
thesaurus next to him when he's cooking dinner?
I got a cookbook and a thesaurus. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look up a new recipe and find creative ways to describe it.
I'm going to baffle those idiots I work with.
Nate, here's another text. Nate is walking around in Ugg boots and leggings while drinking his pumpkin drinks.
Dude, I love the fall. I went out and bought a straw bale. I got a straw bale on my front porch and I'm super excited about because, you know, you put the hay bale up there, a little straw bale. And some pumpkins.
Here's another text.
I like it. I'm
Where'd
into
you get the straw bale?
Autumnal
it's a hardware store.
Autumnal is a pretty common word. Jake, as usual, 100% correct. Autumnal, I thought Nate was coughing something up, not saying an actual word. Jake, I wouldn't have known what autumnal meant until I started living with my girlfriend who loves pumpkin spice and other autumnal things.
See, Jake, I can be just like your girlfriend.
Nope. You'd be my boyfriend.
Well...
I know. Here's the best text so far.
Right, don't box me in.
I know what autumnal means, but of course I'm a woman. I'm just reading text messages now.
That's a gender-specific word.
You know what? I'm going to figure out a way to fit that in my vocab today or somebody.
It's not that hard. No. You can just say, hey, it's pretty autumnal out. It's that simple. Well,
you're making me smarter, Nate.
Autumnal sounds like something I do on the stairs after drinking too much.
Oh, my God.
Nate is an autumnal fancy boy.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's a
fancy
fall boy. Fall fancy boy.
I am
boy.
A fancy boy. I'll get a pumpkin spice latte sometimes. I'll do it. I'm not even afraid.
I do want the pumpkin smoothie at Smoothie King.
Bluma had 60 hay bales left over from Bluma Palooza. I could have gotten one for free from him.
I like cold pumpkin, you know, like drinks or whatever. I don't want hot pumpkin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I love a pumpkin spiced latte.
So
I'll
I don't
admit
drink
it,
lattes
man. I don't care.
That stuff. I don't think I've ever had a latte.
I don't really like lattes very often. I don't
Sounds
drink
like
a latte lattes, but...
That's all I drink when I drink coffee.
You see that play on words there, Jake? I don't drink a lot of lattes.
Yeah,
I
kind of just let that go.
But I just had to repeat it for you.
Yeah.
Maybe you think it was funny the second time.
Nope.
I just like the fact that Jake, if I say a word Jake doesn't understand, instead of thinking, oh, wow, new word. I'll learn that. He gets audibly angry at me and starts cussing me out.
It's my job.
Whereas if somebody else had said it, he'd be like, oh, that's an interesting word. I'm going to take that down.
This is a Jake Gutierrez production. I got, you know, keep it real for the listeners.
You know, it's quite bucolic out this time of year as well. Mm-hmm.
We shall take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.